Welcome to Jamaica House Weekly, where we highlight happenings in the office of the Prime Minister. On today's program, Cabinet reshuffle confirmed, National Identification and Registration Bill passed, and Jamaica to assist islands affected by Hurricanes Irma and Maria. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned. Prime Minister Andrew Holness confirmed last week that there will be a cabinet reshuffle. Speaking at a press conference at Jamaica House last Thursday, Mr. Holness outlined that the move is part of ongoing efforts to raise the standard of performance of the government and enhance overall effectiveness.
We can't rest on our laurels. We can't feel satisfied with our performance. The government is introspecting, and I would say that the ministers are mentally prepared that there will be a reshuffle coming.
He adds that as part of the introspective process, Cabinet recently participated in a three-day retreat where the performance of each minister was reviewed and their projections for the rest of the year outlined. Meanwhile, the government took another step towards the implementation of the planned National Identification System with the passage of the National Identification and Registration Bill in the House of Representatives on Tuesday. The bill was passed with 100 amendments. In his contribution to the debate on the bill, Prime Minister Andrew Holness commended the team from the Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation for their work to bring the legislation to fruition.
They made it a point of duty to meet with all the stakeholders, including meeting with the opposition. And let me thank all the members of the House for carrying through this legislation, including the opposition, that executed their role in giving critical oversight.
The National Identification System, NIDS, will provide a comprehensive and secure structure to capture and store the personal identity information of all Jamaican citizens. The first phase of enrollment is set for September 2018, and the national rollout will be April 2019. In the meantime, Prime Minister Andrew Holness is moving to assure residents of downtown Kingston and its environs that they will not be displaced by the implementation of the government circle initiative. Speaking on the issue in the House of Representatives on Tuesday, Mr. Holness said a key component of the initiative is to develop the area in tandem with existing residents and social groupings to ensure the city's cultural footprint is maintained.
The development ethos that this group, the CCSA and the UDC, has taken is that they want the area to have life and character. So this is not an area that will die after five. And so the idea is, as far as is possible, to incorporate people who are already living in the area in the housing solutions that will be provided.
The government earlier this year announced plans to transform lands within the National Heroes Circle and surrounding environs of downtown Kingston into a modern, state-of-the-art government circle to include a new parliament building, some 16 ministries and agencies, as well as commercial and residential developments. And the government has committed to provide assistance to Caribbean nations seriously affected by major hurricanes in recent weeks. Prime Minister Andrew Holness says he is in touch with the prime ministers of the Eastern Caribbean and Jamaica stands with them in their time of need. Category 5 Hurricane Maria last week swept through Dominica, uprooting trees, ripping off roofs, and causing widespread power outages across the island. Before that, Hurricane Irma, another Category 5 system, caused devastation in several islands in the Eastern Caribbean, including the British and U.S. Virgin Islands, Antigua and Barbuda.
Jamaica stands ready. The JDF in particular, ADPEM, and I know members of our private sector will individually and collectively assist. We are going to assist, but our capacity, as you can imagine, would be limited. Jamaica does not own airlift capacity. We don't have an aircraft that we could mobilize, so we will have to work with our partners in the region to provide assistance.
In the meantime, Mr. Holness is urging Jamaicans to be watchful as the 2017 Atlantic hurricane season remains active. The hurricane season officially ends on November 30. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for staying tuned. I am Vaughn Davis, with studio engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us next week, same time, same station, for another edition of Jamaica House Weekly.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.